It's interesting because having sort of just landed here about 3 weeks ago, there's obviously a lot going on. There's all these various master plans, strategic plans, all these different organizations, the Fund for Lake George, Lake George Association, you know, the Adirondack Park. Everybody seems to be coming together at this time and sort of reexamining what can we do to protect the lake. Everyone's been working together, but it's almost like now is this time. It's like now is the time to really sort of ratchet up what we can do. And the Conservancy for like 25 years has been working with all these various groups. And each one plays a different role. There are advocacy groups. There are groups that are actually working on the water quality. And the Conservancy has been sort of the land component, if you will, of what is of protecting the lake. And I think that we're also looking at kind of what we can do going forward, how we can sort of re-examine what we've done, what we can do, and how we can coordinate with these other groups with their revisions of the plans, their plans, all these different plans that are out there. You know, for us, it would be the view sheds, community projects, recreational opportunities, things along those lines.
So how much of that in working with the community, how much of that is education? Are you helping homeowners? Are you helping businesses? What's sort of the role in getting other people involved to protect the lands and then subsequently the waters of Lake George?
Well, you know, a lot of what we do is we work with willing landowners, and what we'll do is we may buy a piece of land that was slated for development. A perfect example is we were working on a project here in Bolton Landing called the Pinnacle, and that there were going to be some houses there along driveway, and that could have affected the water quality of the lake. If we're successful in purchasing this property, the idea is that there won't be any sort of threat to the water quality of the lake. And then there'll be a trail there, things like that. And the idea is that'll be a community asset as opposed to maybe something that wouldn't be open to the public, and it would affect the water quality. So that's one aspect of what we do. So that's sort of a community partnership idea. Some of our other partners, they're sort of more working with educating the landowners as far as don't put fertilizer, things like that, whatever. We really are more along the lines of, again, like land protection. If we have an easement, we'll work with a landowner, and as far as there are certain prohibitions on land uses and things, and we'll work with them as far as, hey, this is what the easement says. So the idea is there are certain prohibitions or protections on the land so as to keep that land natural, and that therefore that would again protect the water quality and lake quality, things like that. We try to look at educate people as to the benefits of what land protection will do to the lake.
You've been in this role for the past 3 weeks, so what's that been like for you? Have you been communicating with the other groups? Have you been communicating with the town officials? And what's sort of your experience been like in getting the lay of the land?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one of my goals is to try to talk to as many of the other organizations, community leaders, folks at town officials, things like that, and really understand what their concerns are, what their thoughts are, what role and partnerships we can play and help with their different what they're doing. I want to understand so that frankly we can work together as opposed to both be working at sort of the same thing, same thing, and be duplicating efforts. I am being new here, I really love to hear from people as to what they think about the lake, what they think about the Conservancy. I really like to learn from people and hear what they have to say. And as far as I'm very happy to be here. This is a really solid organization. Nancy Williams, the former executive director here, did a great job. This is a great staff. The board is a really good board. And from what I've seen so far, this is a really supportive community. And I was fortunate enough to hike up to Pilot Knob, one of our preserves, the other day, and got a great view of the lake. And I encourage anybody to get out on our preserves because they are really beautiful. And this is I'm really, really happy to be here because this is a great, great community.